Are you looking for that something to believe in? Then look to Christ, because all things are possible to them that will believe.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. This is Reverend Tommy Mounts, and I'm so glad you opened your homes, your convalescent places to me, that we might come in and once again worship on this third day of Advent. We've been making the statement, and maybe I might ought to clarify that Dana Osner, our web server, is lighting the third candle. What we're doing, we're having Advent on the website, and many people who are pulling up the website will see that we are in the third Sunday of Advent, and I'm so glad that you have allowed me another privilege to sit before the mic and minister to you in song and praise. And let me begin by saying Merry Christmas to you. And I trust today that you're looking for a very happy new year. I wish you the very best. And I want you to know that you're in my prayers. And Martha and I are desiring your prayer, because these are trying times and we need to stand together like we've never stood together before. I want to send out the broadcast this Sunday also. We're going to be doing some requests in remembrance. And that's what we have been doing the whole month, is remembering your loved ones and those who have passed on, and birthdays and anniversaries, whatever you might have. Okay, let's get into the first song right here. I want to send this out to Anna and David Cole, and they like this song so well, so we're going to do it for you. Anna, David, it says, The Wall of Prayer.
There are walls made by man, built by frail and human hands, that no enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from that greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes the wall of grace, sometimes the wall of faith, 100 times it's with mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong and move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's for mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
Well, we want to do a song today in memory of Cecil Bird, who passed away 4 years ago this December the 13th, and that's requested by Pearl Bird and all the family there at the Painter's Chapel. We certainly appreciate them and appreciate their help and their support. Then also we have a request here, a request for Mark Weiss, and that's spelled W-E-I-S, and also Elizabeth Weiss-Bailey. And this is requested by Josie Lester, one of the ladies there at the church at the Painter's Chapel. and we appreciate her also. And we want to do those songs in memory. Then also a request by Patricia Goodwin, her grandfather, Harvey York, and I have brother Michael, I hope I'm saying this right, Posier. And if I'm not, then they'll understand who that I'm speaking about. So, Patricia, we want to do a song in memory of your grandfather, Harvey York, and also Mike. Then also want to wish a great big happy birthday to a great friend of ours, and that's B. Edwards, and also want to send a song out to his wife. And, well, B, you know us men don't care about telling her age, so B was blessed to be 81 last week. And he told me every Sunday morning, he said, I hear you two or three times, and it looks like you get tired of hearing me all the time, B, but I appreciate your help and your support. And he comes to church. I mean, sometime I know when he doesn't feel like it, but yet he comes because he loves the church. He loves the Lord. So, B, we wish you a happy birthday and many, many more. Okay. Let's remember today also Fred Pennington and Tina Pennington. Fred, hope you're doing real well. He said he's got his clock set for 7, and the radio kicks on at 7 o'clock, and we come right in his home. I've always said it, by being a pastor and then also the people that I pastor who are not able to go to church, then I still you become their Sunday pastor. All they got to do is turn the radio on. And you know the blessed part about that in church, I guess you just got to go with me as long as I'm there preaching. And even if you do get bored and want to turn me off, you really can't. But on the radio, you can do that. And I guess that's a blessing probably maybe to many people, but I don't hardly think so. I don't think you turned me on to turn me off. But anyhow, I hope this morning that we are a blessing to you. Fred, we're thinking about you, praying for you, and expecting God to do many great things for you and Tina, Jose. Also, and we'd also like to remember Arnold and Ellen Pennington. I'm sorry. My, what a great help and support these folks have been. Ellen just works, seemed like with the youth and doing the music for us there at the church and everything. And what great friends that they have become. Okay, let's go back. I want to do a brand new song for you here. This one that I just put on tape last week. It says, Covered in Red.
Sometimes past failures, they're brought to our mind. We feel so worthless, so broken inside. We must remember what God's Word has said. Our sins, they're forgiven and covered in red. In the depths of the sea, under His blood, never remember, because of His love. Satan reminds you, Jesus has said, your sins they're forgotten, they're covered in red. On top of Mount Calvary, nails in His hand, He pleads for the guilty, forgiveness for them. Such love and compassion has never been seen. Covered in red, as they hang on the tree. In the depths of the sea, under the blood, they're never remembered, because of His love. Though Satan reminds you, Jesus has said, forgive and forgotten, and covered in red. Though Satan reminds you, but Jesus has said, your sins are forgotten, they're covered will praise.
Also, we'd like to do another request. It's sent to us by Lennis Heal, one of the ladies there at the Painter's Chapel. And it's in memory of Brookie Alma Meadows. Now, folks, when I get these requests, I kind of just stagger through them and stumble through them sometimes. I do hope that I'm reading them right, and that's what we're wanting to do is a memory. We realize that this is a great time of the year for a lot of people, but it's also a time that we remember back. Memory, I think, is something that even time cannot destroy. I think one of the great philosophers said the only way to ever lose anyone is just simply forget them. And, you know, that's something we don't want to do. I think just about every day I remember someone who's going on. I drive down the road. I look at homes like Pinky and Leonard Young down here, who I ministered to for so long and work with them in church. And also Pinky played the piano up here at one of the Martha's Chapel United Methodist Church many years ago. And I'd call her on the phone. Let me just kind of give you a remembrance of this. I'd call Pinky on the phone, and I'd say, "Hello, is this Pinky?" She said, "Yes, it is." And those are things that we remember. But anyhow, Pinky has gone on. Leonard has been very sick in a convalescent home for many years. But anyhow, that's what this Christmas is all about, is remembering those people. Because I've always said it, we all stand in line. It's that person today, and then it could be us tomorrow. So we're trying to remember those people. My good friend Herschel Meals, I saw him just before he passed away, a great minister, Methodist pastor. I followed him at Linside, and he pastored there for several years way back. The last time I saw him, he said, "Tommy," he said, "we all go down the same path." So we really do. So maybe someone next year will be remembering me on Christmas season, and that's what we want to do. It's a time of love, and that's what I'm going to be preaching on in just a moment, the Christmas message on this third Sunday of Advent. So I appreciate you, and if you have a request you'd like for me to get on, a birthday, a anniversary, or someone who's passed on, then you do that. My good friend Orville Saunders, I see he was buried a couple of weeks ago, and his wife there in Beckley, want to remember them. And all of you, we know so many people, and so many people know us. And received a letter this week, and we certainly do appreciate it, from Roger Martin over in Union. Said he goes over to Jimmy Rogers' church there in Zenith, and we certainly appreciate him hearing the broadcast and writing to us. And then also, Ethel Coulter, spoke with her this week, wanted to send out a song to in memory of her husband, Conrad Coulter. And let's remember Shirley and Bobby and also all their family and all the people around the Linside area. Good talk with many people up that way, and good to know that the church is doing well and the people are doing well. So let's go right back to another song, and I'll be back with some more requests.
Once my soul was astray from that heavenly way, I was wretched, I was vile as could be. But my Savior above gave me peace, joy, and love when He reached down His hand for me. Oh, when the Savior reached down for me, when He reached way down for me, I was lost and undone without God or His Son. When He reached down His hand for me, I was near to despair when He came to me there, and He showed me that I could be free. Then He lifted my feet, gave me gladness complete when He reached down His hand for me. Oh, how my heart it does rejoice since I made Him my choice. from the tempest. I am free. Now I lean upon His arms, safe, secure from all harm, since He reached down His hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, oh, when He reached way down for me, I was lost, I was undone, without God or His Son. When He reached down His hand for me, and now I lean upon His arm, safe, secure from all harm, since He reached down His hand for me.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but I have not love, I have become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, and though that I could remove mountains, but I have not love, then I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt, and yet I have not love, it profiteth me nothing. What is the Christmas message? What is Christmas really all about? You see, Christmas is a time of fellowship. It's a time when we show love toward one another. It's a time when God shows to the world that there is no greater love than what God has given. That's why John said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Sir, that's a love letter from heaven that came from another world. However, this is not the first time that God has showed His love to the world. All through the Scriptures you will find that God is giving love and grace and mercy to a nation who is undeserving. As it was in the days of Noah, the Bible said, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. God loved Noah. God loved the world. But God seen the wickedness of the world and decided that He must destroy man from the face of the earth. And yet the Bible said Noah found grace in the eyes of God. And God is still saying, I love you, to all who will listen to His voice. We all are longing to be loved. The homeless, the helpless, they're all longing to be loved. The young girl who has run away from home. The young boy who feels that no one wants him any longer. You see, it has been said that love is that bridge that crosses across the troubled waters. Christmas will bring hope and love that cannot be silenced. Christmas will bring an eternal light into a dark and a lonely world. Christmas, when it is applied to our lives, can bring freedom from our strongest bondage and our greatest sin, because a beginning of a brand new life. Nothing has ever changed the world like the giving of Jesus, God's Son. We have gone through some terrible times since September the 11th. We have seen things happen on the television not long ago. We also saw another great disaster, the Pearl Harbor bombing. Now, maybe there's many who are listening today to my voice as I speak to you by the means of radio. I remember my good friend Ajax Lilly, who has passed on, and this great man of God that we loved and shared our ministry, and he shared his ministry with us, would tell us about the turmoil and the trouble that he went through because he was in the bombing of Pearl Harbor. He said it was many men lost their lives in that time. And you see, that's what a disaster will bring. And the disaster of the New York Towers, how that many people have lost their lives. Not only have lost their lives in this land, but also lost their lives in the other land. I mean, after all, folks, it's a world of chaos and a world of trouble. You see, nothing has ever been changed, the world, like the giving of Jesus, God's Son. It was a peaceful time when Jesus was born. It was a time of prosperity. It was a time of peace and a time when it seemed like that there was no trouble in the land. We go to 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 3 and 6. I call it the love chapter. Notice in verse 3, I gave my body to be burned, but I have not loved, then it will profit me nothing. Notice in verse 4, love is that thing that suffers long. Love is kind. Love envieth not. Love voineth not itself. Love is not puffed up. Verse 5, love doth not behave itself unseemly. Love, it seeketh not her own. Love is not easily provoked. It will think no evil. Verse 6, love rejoiceth not in iniquity. The Bible said neither height nor death, things present nor things to come, can separate us from the love of God. And that's what the Christmas message is all about, is God's love to a fallen man. Christmas is not exclusive. It doesn't mean that we govern by creed, by color, nor by race. Christmas is a message of inclusiveness. For unto all people, the Bible said, is born the Savior, Christ the Lord. But she's a woman. But she is black. But she is black. But. There are so many buts in life. But you know, folks, today we need to just simply put our buts up on the altar, because all men are created equal in the sight of God. God loves all mankind. Jesus was God's answer to a lost and oppressed world. Notice what John said in John 1. In him was life, the light to all people, the light that shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. He came to his own, and they did not receive him. But to all that did receive him, he gave them power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe upon his name. Sir, that's you, ma'am, that's you. That is to the whosoever wills that will come. We need the Christmas message, and we need that assurance that it brings. The teenager needs that assurance, the one that has ran away from home, seeking love in all the wrong places. To the man or the woman who has lost a loved one this past year, to all of the above, Christmas will say that life is still worth living. Only Jesus is capable of handling our disappointments. Only Jesus is capable of handling our failures. God did not wait for the world to get everything right before he sent his son. Jesus came to show the world that we could live in this present world and be right with God. Deuteronomy 7:7-8. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were great in number, for ye were fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you. That's what the Christmas message is all about, is God loving a world that God seen had to have a Savior. Christ did not come to live a long life and die of old age, as he came to die for a world. Listen to him as he says from the cross, Father, forgive them, because they know not what they do. Listen to the scripture which says, no greater love hath any man than to give his life for his friends. And sir, you are God's friend. God loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son just for you. He will die a death that he should not die. He will pay a price that he does not owe. He will pay your price. He will pay my price. He will pay sin's debt. And on Calvary you will hear him cry, Father, it is finished. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. That's the Christmas message, sir, that Christ has come wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. He has become as bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. He has walked among men. He has been despised. He has been rejected. And yet we saw him smitten of God. Yes, God did this because God wanted him to pay the price. And Jesus became your sin. He became willing to die that you might live. On this Christmas season, would you like to give God a gift? Would you like to say to God this Christmas, God, I give to you a gift. I give to you myself. Because, sir, that's what God is wanting. He is not wanting your riches. He is not wanting your popularity. He is wanting you. This Christmas season, let God say to you, I love you. I want you. And come to Christ before it's everlasting too late.
Dream of a city jumps all coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as the known. Let's be by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's be by the river, where loved ones dwell, who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by.
Well, as we get ready to close the broadcast today, I'd also like to send out a song to the Carl Harmon family. Good to see Carl and his family the other evening. Ran into him over at the shopping center. Carl, good to meet you and your family once again. Old friends of ours from Linside and also his daughter. And we certainly do appreciate these folks. Harry, Armetta, hope everything's going real well with you. And these are old friends of ours down through the years. We wish you all a Merry, Merry Christmas. And a very happy and prosperous new year. Let's pray together. Father, as we bring our unseen audience to the throne of grace, the long altar of prayer, where God is always ready and God is always willing to meet the need of the people. And Father, we know that this Christmas season that hearts are saddened. Lord, there's so many memories that wrap up within our heart and our life. And God, you helped us this day to just kind of set before the mic and just share ourselves with the people. And Lord, I thank you for them sharing themselves with me. I thank you for their prayers and their financial support. I thank you for everything that's been done, everything that's been said. Lord, that you might be lifted up, because you said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. I pray for our nation. I pray for our enemies. I pray for our friends. I pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May the blessings of God be upon each and every person in this broadcast. In Christ's name we pray. Now, I just about to forget this, but tonight we'll be having a special program and a play at the Painter's Chapel. And this has been brought on by the youth and also a combined cantata, and then having refreshments after that. So that's at 7 o'clock tonight at the Painter's Chapel. And then this morning worship service at James Chapel. And then next Sunday night we'll be having the cantata and also the play there. I'll be telling you more about that. We have so many others that we could probably remember the broadcast. And if we have forgotten you, then we didn't do it on purpose, because we're thinking about you. Would you pray for us? Let me hear from you this month. Will you do that? Well, goodbye. Be good. And may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessings.